So Subaru has finally reached the mansion in time in order to talk to Beatrice and send off Petra, Frederica and Ram to a safer location before anything else can happen. Unfortunately for him though, Beatrice no longer wants to live, and her book containing future events is filled with blank paper in which she claims that a long time ago it had stopped revealing to her what may happen or the future actions of others. Due to being contracted to Echidna, Beatrice's job consisted of her to maintain and organize Echidna's library of knowledge. We know Echidna to be the Witch of Greed, and thus her thirst for knowledge knows no bounds, as she, in my opinion, is looking for ways to extend her life or live forever. I came to this idea as Loli clones are another form of experiment created by Mana in order to host her soul, and the only person we know that is an actual immortal would be Subaru, as there is no limit to the amount of times Natsuki can relive a moment in time but within another life. This is why Echidna wants to know every detail of Subaru's experience, so she may possibly replicate it or even create her own version of life after death. Another character who I thought also had begun to show signs of shade was Roswell, the head of the mansion. So far, he has been bedridden due to the attempt of trying to leave the sanctuary and had taken what it seems as full body damage because of it, but also from the sheer episode, we see him go full out and murder Ram and Garfield in order to just have a conversation with Subaru. Now obviously, Garfield in his human state could not prepare for the surprise attack, as it was through the piercing of Ram's body that Roswell was able to surprise Garfield and finish him off. But as powerful as Roswell himself may be, he also stated that if he hadn't taken down Garfield with that surprise attack, he himself would have little to no chance of actually winning a fight against the boy beast. This itself shows how much of a monster Garfield is and how powerful a full breed can be. Over and over and over again, Natsuki Subaru has seen countless of deaths before his resurrections towards another life, and at this point does not feel no form of grief. Yes, shock, anger, and even annoyance, but as time goes on within the series, it's as though he is now becoming numb to the deaths that occur around him due to him being able to start over again. This is what makes Roswell even scarier, because Roswell is not only just some great, strong magician, he is also an owner of the Black Book that Beatrice owns, meaning that he is also a part of the Witch of Greed's team. And just like Subaru, the man is also willing to do everything in his power for that woman, as Subaru would for Emilia, but not to the point Roswell would just yet. He says to Subaru, the day will come when Subaru will truly catch up to him, and from the rest of the dialogue, it indicates to me that until Subaru puts Emilia as the number one source of reasoning for everything he does and excludes everyone else, meaning you can't save everyone, that is when he will truly become like Roswell. The man does not care who is in the way to achieve his goal, not even Ram. This is evident from this episode. He will do everything in his power to resurrect, in my own words, his love, Echidna. The worst part of this episode was possibly seeing Emilia losing her mind as she was forced to rely on Subaru whilst going through her trial, as Puck is nowhere to be seen of Help, who is her own contracted spirit, just as Beatrice is for Echidna's. To see Emilia come out and profess her love to Subaru is a thing I'm sure us ReZero fans are looking forward to see when the sun is above those two and the petals from a nearby sakura tree blows in the wind. I can assure you that will be a sight to see, let alone episode. Sadly for us and Subaru, this version of Emilia is not the Emilia we have been looking forward to, as she couldn't even really take in Subaru's condition and sympathize with him, being very selfish towards her needs and her accumulated memories of what happy memories she has of Subaru. I believe this is what she is reacting to, thus can't see the actual Subaru in front of her. Beatrice dies, yes, and when she held out her arms like a child in need of comfort, I felt the pain, somehow, of what she could have been feeling over the years of being lonely, but she's a spirit, possibly capable of going toe-to-toe with Puck. If she really tried and had no one next to her holding her back, she could have easily taken care of Meili and Elsa. Let's be honest, that was the only reason why she lost the battle against Elsa, because she was emotional and Subaru had been holding her back. I personally would like to see Natsuki Subaru toughen up emotionally, I would say physically, but the man clearly does not seem to have the time. His strongest weapon is his mind, as he has seen and lived multiple lives no other has. He should have gone insane by now, as these are life-scarring events, but he still is able to hold out due to the witch's fluids, who has taken a liking to him. But how long left until his mind cracks? If you guys enjoyed the video, make sure to subscribe and turn on notifications. Also, follow me on the podcast. All links will be in the description box below. It's been your boy Roos, or Mr. 36, and whether you're watching or listening to this in the morning, afternoon or evening, I hope you guys enjoy your day. I'm out. Peace.